Saturday, Sunday of Fiesta.
That struggle is real.
The struggle is real. After bourbon tasting on Friday, Saturday, followed up by a full-on day on the boat of Fiesta. On Captain Ralph DiGiorgio's boat.
Ah.
And what a boat it was.
Yeah, it looked nice.
It was beautiful. And they were
quite a crew.
They were great hosts. Kate was a rock star.
Yeah, oh, she is. She
absolute
is.
Fucking rock star.
She absolutely is.
Looked good in her Viva shirt.
She did. She's
we got the Viva shirt from a design of mine.
Very cute shirt. She looks great. She should model for them.
Yeah. I want to say that we were probably responsible for selling 30 of those shirts. Is my conservative guess?
Then.
Got nothing.
Not even a discount?
Nothing.
They don't appreciate it.
So they're dead to me now.
Forget about it. Yeah. You're just here for the. You're just doing this for the payola, right?
See, people don't get. They don't get it.
They don't get payola.
They don't get it. They don't get it. Some people get it. Some people get. And I'm not saying that they should have given me anything. But all this is what I'm saying. Sometimes when someone goes, does a little something, it comes back to them like 100-fold.
Absolutely.
Right? Tip for tat.
Often.
Oftentimes it comes back 100-fold to them in future shout-outs and stuff like that.
Okay.
And when
sometimes
and when you
fold.
Feel like you get slighted, then then really there's like other people that maybe get more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that anybody should do
that's
anything.
That makes our country great.
make our podcast great again. MAPCA. How do you say? What would that be? MAPCA. Make our podcast great again. Yeah, something like that.
Boy.
MAPCA. Yep. We just created in, what was it, what's the word?
Acronym.
Acronym for, that might be the
That's
name.
That's why I'm here, I'm just here for the vocabulary.
Susan Lipset is here?
Yes.
Is it Susan Casey Lipset?
Correct.
Do you go by Susan Casey Lipset?
No, only on Facebook so people can find me.
So they can find you?
Yeah, except the IRS, they don't know.
Pat and Jimmy Dalpiaz are with us.
We're here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are promising. We are promising you.
Viva.
Viva.
Oh, we got bingo.
We are promising you a Piping Plover free podcast.
Oh, it's sad.
For some, they will be very sad, and others will be overjoyed.
Chris is boycotted.
We've already lost one participant due to the lack of.
Just went back to bed.
Bird talk, yeah.
That's right.
Talk a little bit.
Chris said he was devastated that he wouldn't be able to hear about the plovers.
He did look awfully hurt.
Distraught.
Yeah.
Would that be the best word for
bereft?
Bereft.
He went seeking comfort in the form of
Mudiga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mudiga
steaks.
Where
I have it. I'm all about it.
So
you know, I think they.
Okay.
Think
wait. So here's
Mudiga
a perfect.
In Gloucester. I looked it up.
No. Do you know how you spell it?
Mudiga.
No. You spell it Mudicca.
Then why don't you say Mudica?
In Italian, two C's are like a G.
I took Italian at Brown University. They never told us that.
Well, I'm telling you.
That's
Mudiga. If you look
at,
when you do searches for Mudiga, look at that. Look it up that way, and you'll see. But the way we made up, we make the secret to the good Mudiga is you get the breadcrumbs from like Sclafani's or from Virgilio's, right? Then you put. My mother will kill me for saying this. A packet of the good seasons. Italian dressing.
They still make
the packet.
Oh,
the dry one?
Yeah.
You put that in there.
Well, it's just all herbs. That should be good.
And then you put.
I've never had it. I'm
and then you
forward
put,
to this.
Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
Parmesan
I grate my
cheese.
Own Reggiano, you know.
Yeah, and that is something
maybe
that
I
you
should.
That's one. Something you should
I
be
should
buying at Sclafani's or.
Teach me how to make them sometime.
The Mudiga steaks?
Yeah.
I guarantee you Felicia has a recipe on Good Morning Gloucester. If you looked up Mudiga, Mudicca.
But what kind of meat do you use, and do you pound it?
You don't pound it. You use, it's probably the worst cut of meat that you can buy. It's top round, but you have them slice it super thin.
Uh-huh.
Top round is garbage.
Right.
There's no fat
well,
in it.
Well, that's the reason
but...
Now you gotta,
you put the
you
bread,
dress it up.
You put the mudiga on there, now you're talking, right? But Felicia has, I guarantee she has the recipe. Yeah, I guarantee it. I should probably find it.
Put the link.
Yeah, I okay, that's what I'll do. I'll put that in right now.
Do your salute.
Thank you. I'll do my salute to Cape Ann Community Cinema. Thank you, Jimmy. Cape Ann Community Cinema.
The birds are in here, so
I'm going there this week to see Book Club.
Here you go. Two tickets for Susan Casey Lipset.
Thank you. That's the only reason I come is for these tickets.
You get the tickets.
And the bird update.
So what movie are you going to see?
Book Club.
And give me a little bit.
It's
what do you think it's about?
It's folks. It's about women my age or older have a book club. It's very funny.
We had a conversation. Isn't that funny that we
I'm
did
not
it?
Sure it would be your first choice of movies, honestly.
No, right.
There's no action scenes, no explosions.
So Susan was we were talking earlier about her son coming into town, who's a big whiskey guy, loves whiskey.
My son-in-law,
sorry. And I says, well, we'll have him on the homie cast.
Right.
And she says, well, you know, what does that mean? I'm like, well, it's a bunch of guys that we get together, we do the podcast, we grill, we drink, and we do inappropriate podcasts. And she goes, well, how come women aren't there? Hey, well, it's a guy thing, and she kind of like was a little bit taken offense.
Why
women? Why can't women go? Well, girl, says, and what my response to her was, when your wife has book club with her girlfriends, like I don't go and sit in the middle of a bunch of women when they're having their book club and they're drinking their wine.
Do they want you
but it's
to.
Not a podcast.
And they absolutely
that's
don't
right.
want women to. Right, and that's
right.
why like, there's certain conversations that men have
right.
that. You know, just men want to have with men, and doesn't mean you have to insert on either side. A man shouldn't, in my opinion, insert himself into a woman's gathering,
exactly.
unless he's invited.
It's not to a higher level for most of them anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. We're way too primal.
Gotcha.
You know,
book club yeah. meetings would be very short because. Yeah. We would talk about the pictures, and that would be it.
Well, they just read the labels on the whiskey bottles at their book club.
Oh, my God.
Right?
We did at the...
We did.
We'll talk about that. We were reading labels.
We were reading labels yes, with alcohol volume.
Because you couldn't see with your... You didn't have your glasses.
Well,
let's
get
because
right.
I'm blind. No, it's just fine.
You didn't have your glasses.
I can't, I mean, I'm going, I can't see up close.
You want to know a good trick if you can't read something like that? Take a picture of it with your phone, and then you can blow it up.
Yeah. No, that is a great trick. A lot of my friends have these cell phone cases now, and it's called Thin Optics. I put the link to it on the blog.
Yeah.
It's
super... I've told people about that.
It sticks to the back of your cell phone case or
yeah.
your phone, and it's so thin, and you just... You kind of like... And the glasses, they just fit on the bridge of your nose.
Yeah.
And there's no sides to them, but you always have the reading glasses with you.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Thin optics, and a lot of people are using them. So you know how we were talking earlier about businesses or thing that
yeah.
they go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were sitting here, Susan, talking about Mudiga, and
ever seen in Gloucester.
Mudiga steaks in particular. I think she says Mudiga as a general term, but do you mean Mudiga steaks when you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mudiga,
is there Mudiga anything?
Mudiga
else?
is the breadcrumbs. So it could be Mudiga steaks, it could be fish. You know, you could put Mudiga breadcrumbs.
But no one ever says that Mudiga fish, do they?
You know, different things.
You know, it would be really good a Mudiga Berkshire pork cutlet.
Okay, so my mother does breaded pork chops and stuff like that.
The businesses that are going out of their way.
So businesses that are going out of way, like we were speaking
yeah.
earlier, or
yeah.
not, we have to give a shout out. So you were talking about the Mudiga, and he's like, oh my God, wouldn't it be great? We're taping at 8, right now it's 8:50. At 8:30, Susan's like, wouldn't it be great to have one?
And I've never had it.
Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And Chris said, I'll go get them.
Bless him.
He called,
has a personal connection with these kings of Mudiga over
there. He called.
Yeah, called mom.
And they said they're not making them. I yelled over to him, tell him Joey from from Captain Joe's was looking for some Modega steak sandwiches, and they originally they weren't going to make them.
They tooled up.
Cheers.
So we are. We put them on the blog a couple times this weekend. Mom's Kitchen, selling the Sazita sandwiches and the Modega steaks, and they will continue to receive the Good Morning Gloucester blessings because blessings. They did the right thing.
It's payola.
It's very simple.
I can't.
We're paying for it. We're buying our sandwiches. But they went out of their way. They weren't planning on making them until noontime.
Right.
They're accommodating.
Now that's a smart
demand.
That's a smart business decision.
That is a very smart marketing decision. Yes, brilliant. In fact, I agree.
And I can't wait. It's going to be my first.
Do they have that all the time, or is it just for Fiesta? They have the Medita
steak. I'm going to say that just for Fiesta and maybe run specials, but I'm not positive.
Well,
I've seen it as specials in other places, like. You go to Morning Glory or places like that. Sometimes you see it on special, but it's not on the
Surfside menu. Sub has it all the time. They make delicious ones.
Modega steak sandwiches?
The best, some of the best stuff you'll eat is at Modega Sub at Surfside.
There you go.
Because we've tried.
A lot of people love their pizza. A lot of people love their pizza.
We had a pizza throwdown at my friend's house the other night. We tried three pizzas from three different places. We ended up bickering quite a bit. Yep. Three local places.
It's funny how you can ask five or six different people what their favorite pizza place in town is, and they have very strong opinions about their favorite.
More than their political beliefs sometimes.
Really. Well, yeah, depends on who you talk
to. It gets quite heated.
Yeah, like some people really like a thin crust.
Right.
And some people like a
sweeter sauce.
Sweeter sauce, or particularly don't like a sweeter sauce.
Right.
Some people.
Well, here's one I hadn't considered before that came up with this lovely crowd I was doing this pizza throwdown with. The sausage, do you slice it, or is it crumbled out of the casing for the pizza topping? And there were strong preferences.
I have a strong preference for that.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I do. And I like it to be sliced, and not very many places do that.
I do like it to be sliced. I make a lot of pizza myself at home, and I always slice it.
See, I hadn't thought about that before.
I hadn't thought about it either.
And to me, just thinking of it, I would say, I don't see much of a difference. But then I'm thinking, if the sausage is on top of the pizza, and there's more, like, almost like a
surface area,
like a English muffin, nooks and crannies to brown.
Yeah.
I feel like you get more surface that would brown up. And when you brown things, you usually get a little bit more punch of flavor.
Yeah.
But I never really, I don't think it would make that, but I don't know. I never really gave it any thought.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
For me, it's a texture thing.
Yeah?
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like it sliced better, but I'm not as strongly opinionated about that as some folks are.
What's your favorite pizza in town?
Probably the ones we make at home, but when we buy at Maria's.
Maria's. Mm-hmm. See, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. How about you?
A little small.
Yeah.
And the parking is difficult.
Yeah. Well, Delaney's is basically the same pizza. You know that, right? Do you know what Delaney's is? Do you know what Delaney's is?
I just have a hard time buying pizza name with an Irish name.
Yeah. Well, it's basically the same pizza.
It is.
Hey, I can't believe he's awake and he's alive.
And in comes Mike. Good morning.
Chris.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Mike. Brother. You think I'm Mike Codier?
No,
God.
I didn't
what
think
insult.
That. No, no.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
Jim, as always. Nice to see you.
Oh, my God. We're taping.
Pizza.
Have a cronut. Susan made the cronuts.
They're probably soggy from all this humidity by now.
They're phenomenal.
They were crisp when I first came
here
hours ago.
We were talking about pizza. I didn't get to Pat and Jimmy what your favorite pizza was.
I'm going to say, we took your recommendation and we really like Sebastian's.
I'm a Sebastian's
guy. Now I'm
going to
try the Surfside. I haven't had the Surfside.
Okay, if you go to Surfside and you order a slice, they give you a quarter of their ginormous pizza.
Yeah.
I do like the slices at Virgilio's.
It's like three people can eat the slice of pizza.
Okay.
So it's...
Okay,
their slices are enormous.
It's a good bargain.
I think that. So I think that... I'll go, wait, Jimmy, you didn't answer.
Oh, no.
You're with Pat?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite pizza in Gloucester? Have you had enough pizza in Gloucester to have an opinion?
Buffalo Trace.
They make pizza too.
The Frontier Pizza.
Delicious.
No, I Surfside.
You're a Surfside guy too?
Yeah, like in the lobster roll on Tuesday.
The Mujica sub at Surfside?
The sub?
The Mujica steak sub.
I have it. Still, no.
I highly recommend
really?
It.
Nice.
We just sent the kid out to get the Mujica steaks sandwiches.
Where?
Yeah.
They're making them special for us at Mom's Kitchen.
Throw these bagels away.
I'll share with you.
No, we're gonna whack up the. I'll give you some of my sandwich. So mine is Sebastian's. Here's the thing with Sebastian's. You have to ask for it well done. If you ask for it well done, sometimes it's a, sometimes it's
insider
a
little, information.
A little insider information.
Okay.
But well, I like Sebastian's, but I think for thin crust, I think
Maria's.
No.
No.
I think Surfside.
Oh, Surfside. I haven't tried that yet. I'm gonna have to get over there.
Yeah, and you know what?
We just want the Mujica steak there, so we don't even consider other stuff.
The lobster roll on Tuesday. We get the lobster rolls on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, it's a discount, isn't it?
Yeah, like $11.99. They're usually $20.
It's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
So, good stuff.
He always finds the places I don't sell.
Do they toast the buns? Do they toast the bun?
They do toast the bun.
Gotta have that.
Everybody toasts buns.
Freaking good lobster.
Now my son was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for the soccer game last night, and on the buffet they had lobster rolls, and I don't think those buns were toasted.
I was on Statue of Liberty. I brought a bunch of kids to the Statue of Liberty, and I couldn't believe, because they had to go out and eat, and I was bringing them up to those outside stands, and they had lobster rolls and a Coke, and they had the sign there, and some of the kids were going, lobster roll, I never had that, and I was kind of steering them away, because I can't imagine a lobster roll on the Statue of Liberty.
Food trucks in Atlanta, Cousins Lobster from those people from Maine. Those lobster rolls are delicious.
Those lobster roll businesses and the food trucks are making a killing.
Yeah.
They're making a killing. Every city, they're popping up in every city.
That was a very good
It's so simple.
I had it
what?
In Atlanta
we should
one time.
Have a couple of food truck days here in Gloucester.
I know.
Line them up on
I love
the,
that
the
idea.
Mujica truck.
Taco truck a couple of years ago.
Cronut truck. You don't want to try the cronuts I made?
What's up?
The taco truck.
Happy Taco. I don't know what he's doing now.
Well,
is the truck still around?
Well, the gas station went out. That's where we used to park it. So I don't know what he's doing.
Joe, do you have a knife?
Why, you can't eat?
Are you sure you want?
I don't
want
to
touch it. You sure you
want one of his knives?
Yeah, I don't
think
so. Yeah,
think about what
you did with
that.
Are you? I gotta be
honest.
Think about
that.
I gotta be honest with you. I mean, you can.
Oh my God!
I used that to mix up the rub this morning that are on the ribs.
We need to take DNA off of that one.
Well, yeah.
Here we go.
Chris, how are we functioning right now? Is what I'd like to know.
Ooh, that's crunchy.
It's a cronut.
It's not at all soggy, is it? Well, no, but the weather affects them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you don't make meringue on a day like this.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God.
That's what you needed right now.
You need a high fat.
Today's theme is the struggle is real.
When you're hungover, they say, when you've been overserved.
The problem is I've had all high fat intake for the last...
Since
I moved here.
Since you moved to Gloucester.
How long ago?
Since March.
Oh, that's a lot.
I've gained 15 to 20 pounds.
I don't know if it's the
Maybe
booze or the food.
The Mujica.
Both. The Mujica is low-cal, though, isn't it?
No. Extra cal.
He goes to, he's a big Vigilio's guy.
Mm. Vigilio's is good. My husband likes Vigilio's.
I got a couple subs from there this week.
See, I just avoid places I have to do parallel parking. It scares me so much.
Me too.
But you got that fancy car. You don't have the back of the camera?
It parks itself, but I keep chickening out and putting the brakes on it. I don't trust it. I watched YouTube videos about it like 10 times. And then I go and I try again, and I just slam the brakes on. Because I'm so scared.
The Pepsi truck also had the same thing. So.
Yeah.
So the Pepsi truck that ended up on Pavilion Beach?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, well, that's right.
He had the same thing.
See,
he was following
he just
his
didn't have half?
Isn't that that's a savior? That's a savior right now.
My new deep fat fryer.
So Chris
free with my American Express points from Amazon.
Nice.
You know you can link your Amex points to your Amazon account, and pay with points if you have enough points.
I do the same thing.
So I got it for free.
Yeah.
I got myself a piece of luggage a few months ago for free.
If you want to apply the points.
If you've linked them.
Yeah.
You can do it on BestBuy.com too.
Oh, too really.
That's how I got my Apple Watch.
Brilliant. That is brilliant. Yeah. So Chris and I have had a couple rough days.
So we can see by just looking at you guys.
That my ashen appearance.
Green.
Yeah.
Green.
It's like a green pallor.
It's green, yeah. We had Friday. What?
You got something on your shirt.
It's drool.
I thought it was an emblem.
It's drool.
No, that's a piece of a cronut.
I thought it was a polo player.
I did too. I thought it was.
What did you think it was? A booger?
I thought it was a polo player. Yeah.
I just ate the poor little. I just took it off of my shirt and I just stuffed it in my mouth and everybody's like,
I saw that. That's
a rough time.
Savage.
That's a rough couple of days when you're pulling the food off your shirt.
I love that.
That is a mess.
And eating it.
Well, I'm sure John is in hiding
shirt,
right now.
Sweaty shirt.
He was just did a head thing.
He was on the boat yesterday, naked, jumping around in front of the Coast Guard.
Oh my God, is that true?
I wasn't naked though.
I'm surprised they're not here, freaking hauling you out of here today.
You have to really. The Coast Guard are great for Fiesta.
They're on our Fiesta bingo cards.
She's can't. She
naked lobsterman. Yeah, naked lobsterman. In the center square of the Fiesta Bingo.
I mean,
park.
I
love it. We gotta do it.
It, but seriously, the Coast Guard, the police, I mean, the Harbor Master, they are making it really safe out there. And
oh my God.
They do a great job.
I was standing there, again, we're new to it, and we were taking a spot, and Pat's taking all sorts of pictures. And even though I don't understand all the codes of boating, I don't understand all of it. I'm watching boats go unbelievable speed. People are yelling at them. I see some people going slower. There's kayakers.
Yeah.
Here comes the big whale watch boats. Yeah. Then everybody else is coming in, jockeying for position because even though the greasy pole was at 5, it's like 11 in the morning. They got to hit their spot, throwing their anchor out. And I look at this going, how you need somebody out here to.
It's like a ballet.
And understand what they're doing.
Like a ballet.
A lot
not
of them stop in
way.
Front of my house and they have no shirts on and they're cussing and screaming. It's just awful.
So I give them all the credit for hanging in there.
The people on boats, they all just stop in front of my house and they're like cussing.
Well, we talked about how water just carries. Like you could be speaking in this kind of voice and you can hear it.
Viva!
Like, you can across
hear.
The water, you can really. Voices
Mick,
carry.
They really
Mick,
do.
Mick, who lives over by the paint factory, another friend of ours.
She lives right now.
Mick LaFada?
I don't know.
He bought the house in front of Rosenfeld.
Yeah, I know that house.
The Destino's old house.
Yeah, I know that. It's right near me.
Yeah. He can hear the music from Minglewood. When Minglewood has a
me too.
Really?
No, my bedroom windows face Captain Carlos.
Oh, Captain Carlos.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can
that's
hear it like it's like in your backyard. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I mean, that's part of the gig.
Azzamore.
Is that the closing song?
Exactly. So it's like they used to play the national anthem before they put the test pattern on the television when I was a kid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, me too. Channel 38.
Here it's Azzamore.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
So, Fiesta. It's today's Sunday, so by the time people hear this, it's going to be pretty much, you know, over.
Pretty well over.
But we were talking earlier about the difference for Fiesta, for, you know, the perspective of Fiesta from someone that didn't grow up with the traditions, to the people that did, and how it's sad when I hear people talk about it as if, like, 90% of the Fiesta is the carnival and the gross carnies. Because it really, to someone that grew up with a Fiesta, like it's a necessary evil, the money that generates to pay for all the rest of the thing, to all the traditions that continue, and it's just it drives me up a wall when people, when they shit on it, not really understanding.
Right, what the traditions are about.
The traditions that are really mean a lot to a lot of people.
What's with all the campers in the school?
Those are the carnies. That's
they're
the travel.
Really nice campers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are the carnies?
The ones
people work in the carnival.
Oh.
Yeah.
Games and the rides.
You're in rough shape, huh? Friday night.
I think I slept in one of them last night.
I don't know how I go home. Tim Byrne.
Tim Byrne drove me home. $5 free from Uber.
What?
Didn't you get your free $5 from Uber?
I did, and I was going to use Uber, but I had a friend that wasn't drinking, so Chris's son picked me up.
Yeah, he was catered.
And then yes. I got a ride back. Perfect. So it was great. But Friday night, we had the bourbon tasting at our friend Mike's house. And Jimmy really went above and beyond, like kind of like organizing everything and doing the pours. And we didn't
reading
do it.
Reading the labels.
And reading
the labels. So it's what we were talking about. A book club.
Yeah. Book club. I like that book club.
Oh, show her your cell phone. I was just telling her about he's the one who showed me about the thin optics.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so handy.
Oh, Ben Franklin.
Yeah. He does look like one of the founding fathers, though, doesn't he?
Without hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you get.
Well, they wore wigs. None of them had hair. I don't think.
You need a charger.
You're right.
iPhone.
Get a charger.
I got one in my car.
Right there, Chris.
There's one right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right behind Susan.
I don't want to interrupt your podcast.
Mudiga Man.
The
Mudiga Steaks have arrived.
The Mudiga Man
coming. There he is.
Chris,
you are our hero.
Oh, baby.
What a lovely boy.
This is to Mom's.
Delivery.
Yeah, shout out to Mom's.
Mom's Kitchen.
Did you bring a plastic knife?
You ought to say the address.
You know what? I usually have one in my purse.
Fort Square. Mom's Kitchen in Fort Square. They made these with extra love, I think.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow,
those are a thing of beauty.
Right.
I'm going to take a picture. You know, that's what
I'm
going to do.
Pass this to Susan.
We're going to
cut mine in half.
This will be the podcast picture.
Yeah.
Bring Jesus while you're there. Thank you. Put it over there.
What happened?
Yum.
Sure. Yum. Yumness.
Yeah, I'm
going to
save it for later.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it in half. He's going to have half of mine.
That's love.
Chris, you're going to have half of mine?
Yeah, just a small piece.
I'm going to have
half. Oh, my God. These are outrageous. That is love.
I'm going to get infected with his.
That is love.
Infectious?
Thank you.
Is he infectious?
He's going to get the...
So what is it, Bill?
I have one yesterday.
Top round, he said. Joey said top round. Let's save it.
All right, Chris.
How about let's slide together.
Not me.
Slide over, please.
Chris.
And let's see the steaks.
Yeah, you gotta hold the steak.
All right.
Hold on, man.
Here we go.
Count the fat rims.
No, sideways. Oh, you know, I take all of us.
I did. Just taking a variety
you
of
got it?
Nice.
Thank you for going to get that.
No problem.
Nice, Chris.
That smells good.
You're an angel.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's good.
Is this going to make for good? Is this going to make for a good podcast right here? Me eating?
Too bad everybody can't smell it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
smell
bad.
I wish they had smell
cat. The smell cat.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I've never had one of these.
Wow.
Look, they've got the festive wrap paper here.
Yeah, Viva.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. You gotta get down to Mom's Kitchen and get yourself one of these.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Fort Square.
Unbelievable.
Good bread.
Fort Square Cafe. Yeah.
So the silence. So the dead air.
The dead air.
What do they have the rest of the time when they don't have the Fiesta stuff?
Breakfast.
It's a breakfast place.
Only breakfast.
They do lunch too, don't they, Chris?
They do lunch.
Here's the question we had for you.
Do they have
Mudiga steaks on the menu all year long or no?
They have specials.
Specials, that's what I thought.
They do. But they have a variety of specials. They have, like on Wednesdays, they have cabbage rolls, which is very excellent.
Cabbage rolls?
Cabbage rolls.
Really?
Is it like stuffed cabbage rolled cabbage?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, can you cook these Mudiga steaks on the grill?
Yes. Yeah, Felicia did that for them. What?
Doesn't the breading fall off?
No.
Oh my gosh, this is good.
You have to oil the grates, obviously. But
I just looked like it
Felicia, we have videos of it at the farmer's market. Felicia was doing Mudiga steak sandwiches at the farmer's market.
When was that?
Like, really?
Huh?
When was that?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh. Bring it back.
Yeah, well, you could tell.
By popular demand.
Oh my God. I'm going to pause this so we can eat, and we'll start right up.
We'll be back.
Thank you, Mom's Kitchen, for providing us the unbelievable.
They really went above and beyond.
this is a real treat. I've never had this.
Yeah.
But I think it won't be the last one you have.
It's the breakfast of champions.
It will not be the last one. That is absolutely the breakfast. It's definitely the breakfast of champions.
So after drinking like a savage beast for the last 2 days, I needed this gristle between the cronuts that Susan brought.
Yeah.
And the Beluga steaks.
Yeah. Don't forget the buttered bagel you had.
And the buttered bagel. This is all things that I need right
now.
Dripping with butter.
Yeah, that's
how. You got to restore.
I do. I have to restore my electrolytes.
Replenish.
I got another buttered bagel for you right here.
Oh my God.
I'm crippled.
Let's see, where were we?
So Susan said, I'm here. Susan was the first to show up, and I told her.
Because you always tell me the wrong time.
And I said this. I told her the struggle is real, and she said, "It looks like you were overserved yesterday." And I said, "To say that I was overserved would imply that it was someone else's fault, someone else's doing."
Nowadays, but there's no personal responsibility for anything.
For anything,
yeah, exactly.
For anything.
Yeah.
But no, I have to own it.
I think you were clearly overserved.
We were doing funnels. Oh, last time we did funnels.
Is that like a funnel cake?
Yes.
No, it's a funnel with a hose attached to it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
rock,
yeah. I've seen that.
And it had a little
valve
at the bottom.
Is that in Mexico?
You fill it. You put a whole beer in it, and you sit down, and gravity feeds it down your gut.
I've seen it done with tequila.
Props.
I don't like
that.
I'm not
Mexico.
A tequila guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Props to you, though. I don't know how many people in your demographic, if you want to put it that way, manage that feat.
Chris is right there with me.
All right, two. We know two.
We're the same age. We graduated high school together. Yeah.
Must use better skincare product.
Oh,
that what a burn.
Oh.
It's tremendous. So, Jimmy, the bourbon.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
We came to a decision.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Second Glance, those glasses.
Oh, oh, that's right.
The lead glasses.
Oh, well, I thought, okay. We saw those glasses and said, we got to do that, and got the tray, cleaned up the tray. Well, somebody cleaned up the tray. And we put it all together, and that was great. Everyone was enjoying it.
Perfect.
The ice cube fit well, Joey.
It was the perfect weight at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. That little
nice
knob at the bottom.
Thick,
yeah.
Wow, like round.
So what was the overall choice?
So it wasn't unanimous, but I think we had, hold on one second, I can pull up the results right here pretty quickly. Buffalo Trace got the most first place
votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on, I can tell you right now, though. Sorry. Bourbon. Which was interesting to me.
You got to be prepared next time, Joe.
Yeah,
I know.
You would.
A little bum, huh? Okay,
here
we go.
Here.
There's a lot of white air.
A lot of white air. Okay, so here they are.
One.
Jesus. Two. Three.
Do you need help forget
it.
Those
fuck it.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Do I have to read it to you?
Do you need us to count up how many bottles of bourbon are in the
sweat.
Okay.
I got the fucking sweat.
See? All right, I'm coming live here, folks.
No,
all right, here we go.
That's all right.
I got one.
So
we'll
have to call for help if he starts having seizures.
Do you want my thin optics?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Because people weren't answering yet.
This is not.
Three,
I'm gonna write
not
it
yet.
Four.
It'll be summarized.
Four for Buffalo
us.
Trace. Okay.
Basil Hayden.
Hayden was number two.
I heard a lot
everybody.
Of Basil Hayden.
And
talk.
The Best Picture Oscar goes to
yeah.
Moonlight.
This is not good.
Yeah.
And somebody said the bourbon cigar. I don't know what that was.
That was his son.
I know. I know that. But
my son did.
Yeah. Because he kept dipping it in every
time
I was
really?
Watching.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was watching him.
That was funny. I didn't know
how
he did that.
How old is your son?
21.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
answer.
Yeah,
anything else you need me to read while
I'm
here, buddy?
I'm all right.
Oh, okay, fine.
But, yeah. No, but out of all of them, to me, Where the fuck did my
very scientific approach to the whole?
Well, you know the one that was
yeah,
really smooth, everyone was talking about
the ride.
Was the one that was in the big crystal glass.
Yeah,
that
Blanton's.
I mean, not everybody got that because there was only
a lot of people like Blanton's in the South.
There was only a small amount because he bought the whole thing, but drank most of it. So there wasn't a lot of Mike, our friend, the hosting guy. He was the one that brought it, and
I can't believe you were right near my house doing this, and you didn't let me know.
It was a good thing.
I thought you lived over next to Mickey.
Yeah, I'm Rocky. Rocky
Neck.
I thought
we were over across from Shaw's.
Oh no, I wouldn't go there.
I wouldn't go there. We would have invited
depends
you.
Depends which Shaw's.
The Shaw's.
No, they're all good.
I
want to
avoid traffic.
Yeah, you're right.
Want to avoid the traffic, especially now with the beach. Yeah. Oh my God, you should have seen the people trying to get into Winger Chic. Because to get here today, I left my house and I went. The exit was at 13.
Yeah.
Concord Street.
I came up over the hill, and the traffic was
already past there.
Oh my God!
That's like
out onto the
that's
highway.
Like 2 or 3 miles to get to Winger Chic.
Yeah, down that road.
Well, yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, the mayor put out a press release that they closed the two main beaches to it was only for
residents
early, like by 8:30.
Well, somebody said when we were at having our chimichangas last night and margaritas, the lady next to us said that there were so many people at Good Harbor Beach, they were just, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Really?
What about the birds?
That's
though.
What she said.
They shouldn't allow people to go to the
we
beach.
Promised. You
we
see, you went back
we
on our thing. We made a promise to our listeners that we wouldn't have to
we
talk about
close
the birds.
The beaches to all people until the birds don't need
I agree.
Them.
I agree. That's why I moved to Gloucester.
For the birds.
Yeah, for the birds.
Yeah,
birds make the whole city.
They make the whole city, plus the freaking seagulls.
Oh, boy.
Maybe the seagulls should fight the piping plovers.
So getting back to the Burbanks.
We have bird fights here in Gloucester.
There was a lot of
like
birds
cock fights.
With the Burbanks.
Like
cockfights.
Joe, what do you have
sideways.
To say? What do you think?
It's going sideways.
My cock is in no shape for fighting.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Can't, He's
TMI.
He doesn't have the tools he needs.
I need
today.
To train my cock.
TMI.
My
we'll
cock.
Get Michael Vick up here. He knows how to train some cocks.
Oh, Jesus.
I know some people who named their dog Michael Vick.
Oh, he's serious.
Oh. So ironic.
That's
I do.
Right. He was dogs, not cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dog fights. You were going to say something, Jimmy?
He was going to say something about the piping blows.
I waited for you to get a full mouth of the Modiga steak before I asked you the question.
Is that what Modiga is? Do they
Modiga
kill
those
is little
the
birds?
They grind them up. They grind them up.
Modiga quail.
They put them in a... Modiga...
Is Kim listening today?
She doesn't listen.
Maybe.
She might listen.
But...
She's very busy with her... this thing has been keeping her very, very busy.
Yeah.
This one bird...
Yeah.
This bird, she's dedicated. She's very dedicated to the cause.
I just want to add on the bourbon thing. What was comfortable about the bourbon thing was the fire and
the company.
And the talk going back and forth. And when the music came, we were all singing along with it.
Yeah.
Talking about
there was music?
Water.
Oh, that would show up.
Yeah.
When the
and we need Jim to take out his trumpet one of these
Flugelhorn.
Nice days.
Yeah.
Joey keeps trying to get him to bring it, and he just keeps
forgetting
it at home.
Oh,
he's promising.
I think he's a little nervous. Does he get stage fright?
I got news for you. After the bourbon, I think everyone could have played one. Everyone would have been a great player. So anyway, it was a really good
great
time.
Player.
It was a great time.
How'd you get home?
Pat.
I got him.
Yeah, Pat was great. Everybody had organized. We had pretty organized it pretty well. But
you're right about the bourbons. They sneak up later.
Oh, yeah. I'm still fit.
Try to tell your son that. It's the cigar.
I was fine. You know something fun? I can drink bourbon.
He'll teach him
I can drink bourbon and not get hangover. I drank.
Then you went for that ride.
He'll be up here this week. So.
I thought that ride was the we didn't include that in the results.
Right.
But I think that if we would have included that in the results, it might have taken it. Now here's something that's interesting. And I kind of didn't get this until last week when I talked to the guys from the North Shore Whiskey Club. The so I said that we're gonna have a bourbon, party, and everybody's gonna bring a bottle of bourbon. And he asked me, he goes, "Well, why are you limiting it to to bourbon and not other
you call
whiskeys.
Things bourbon that aren't from Kentucky, and I don't think you're allowed
to
do
that. Oh, good point. Yeah.
You could like lose a limb or something for saying that in certain states, Colin.
The only
like
thing
Jack Daniel's bourbon, you can't do that.
I didn't.
You said some bourbon
label,
tasting,
right?
And you had some Tennessee whiskeys in there, I believe.
Yeah, Kentucky.
From Kentucky, or it's not bourbon.
Yeah.
Well, most of the bottles said bourbon on it.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the Gentleman Jack one.
Oh no, that's Kentucky.
But is that bourbon?
Jack Daniel's is in Tennessee.
It's a Tennessee. That's correct. Because
that's a Tennessee whiskey. It's not a bourbon. You got to be careful.
So here's a question, because I'm very uneducated as far as varieties of whiskey. Is
we
can
get Mike Murphy in here when he's up in Gloucester? He's from Kentucky.
Well,
he'll
there you
set
go.
Straight.
Can a whiskey taste just like a bourbon?
Sure, absolutely.
But you can't call it bourbon.
Like you can't call a sparkling wine champagne.
Right.
And you can't call
it
Scotch has to be made
region.
In Scotch in Scotland.
I believe so.
No, that's one thing I do know. So, but it's whiskey as well.
They're all whiskeys.
They're all whiskeys, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And some of them are made with corn mash. Some are made with other stuff.
If you've got Tennessee whiskeys in there,
so that event is now disqualified.
It's null and void.
We have to do it again.
Start over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go tonight.
But that kind of that question from the guy kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. Like, why are you limiting it to just bourbon, and why aren't you considering?
Well, you did.
Not knowingly, the
email that went out to all the participants said, you bring a bottle of bourbon, specifically. One guy.
So now you blame it on us?
Sure. Your fault.
Yeah, like being overserved.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that was just so fun. But then yesterday on the boat.
Imagine the repartee.
There was these young kids.
Bourbon's not really out on in the sun on a boat kind of drink.
We were drinking beer on the boat.
All right. Yeah.
And just
actually, Ralphie was mixing up this
lemonade and blueberry vodka.
Blueberry vodka with fresh blueberries.
And in the blender.
I'm
trying a new cocktail this week.
Good.
I made a rosemary-infused simple syrup.
Ooh.
And what you do, you take lemons and you grill them.
Ooh.
On a smoky grill. Then you juice them. So you got the lemon juice, the simple syrup with rosemary. Then you put in some vodka and a bottle of Prosecco, and that's your drink.
That sounds very light.
Jeez, what time should we be over?
Yeah.
It's not for a few days.
For Sunday's podcast, she said. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. When my son comes.
All right. Well, when your son comes, we're going to have to have another tasting.
Is that the drink of choice on boats, this type of concoction with vodka and blueberry? I saw on the beach, everybody had cases of beer. I have never seen this many cases being carried by people.
Really?
Women too. They were carrying all the cases of beer.
Can you not drink
to their parties? Yeah,
you can't drink on any beaches.
No, they were bringing them to the parties.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you helped out. I don't know if Pat did too. You did the 1 hour at a time, gang?
I didn't. Yeah,
I got up.
After the bourbon tasting, you got up?
I got up and I went down.
Where did you guys clean?
St. Peter Square.
Really?
So, Donna.
What'd you find there?
Donna Azzoni. And she put out her bags, you know, right by one of those gates, you know, those bicycle gates that they have down there at the road. So I just picked up one of the bags and she went over toward my mom's. And she walked all the way over there, and she started cleaning up there, and I started on the dock behind the brewery. Yeah, I walked over there. Yeah, it was pretty creative where people were putting all their empties and plates and whatever. And I was picking everything up that way. Yes, I had gloves on, folks.
Did you have to do any DNA testing on it?
No. It's in the bag. If you want to do it, you walk
in the bag.
So the biggest restaurant news, I think, of the week was Machaca got their liquor license.
Yeah, that was good news.
Yeah.
We went a couple times.
Yeah.
Pat and Jimmy, you went there.
We went in last night. Saturday night.
How was the crowd?
It was, they were packed.
Yeah.
They were packed. It was young and lively, and They were like checking. They were checking at the door, you know, kind of monitoring tables and bar seats and things like that. We sat at the bar and we had a chimichanga, chicken chimichanga, and a margarita, which was delicious. And the chimichanga was very, very good.
I loved the chimichanga.
Yeah, the service was nice. I mean, considering how busy they were,
yeah.
The service was very good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah, we'll definitely go back. When it's quieter, that would be nice.
I think it was a blessing that they didn't get the liquor license right away.
And I like the bar. Because
it gives a touch, you know.
Like a soft opening.
Yeah.
And you had described the bar, you know.
Big horseshoe bar.
And that's very nice.
There's not many bars like that in Gloucester.
Right.
The Rum Lion has one.
Whiskeys to call bourbon. It took a while.
Relentless. You're relentless today.
I try.
Oh, my goodness. So Machaca is highly recommended.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, we're definitely going back there.
And I'm going to say it again. I've said this about 15 times so far. You have to get the fried avocado.
Oh,
yeah, the fried avocados.
I haven't heard of fried avocado. Oh,
They worked on this recipe for weeks to get the breading to stick to the avocado,
yeah. Wow.
And they have perfected it. It is so creamy on the inside. This dipping sauce is some type
of
lime.
So is
it
like a Modega avocado?
No, it's more of
a batter?
Batter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Almost like a, where you get that tempura.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's light. It's not really like crunchy. So it's, when you bite into the middle, you know, like Joe said, it's nice and soft.
And what's the sauce?
It's like a lot creamy lime,
yeah.
A little bit of a heat, but it's sweet heat. I'm telling you.
It's good?
Yeah, like it's so there's, you know, how often does this happen to you? Like, there's items that you just like, I imagine that Susan is more adventurous. I'm like, if I don't really kind of get it, there's so many items that I would not, I just wouldn't think to order.
Right.
But like he said, you have to. We were there.
You
have to try this. I tried it, and I'm like, I never would have ordered this.
Okay,
I'm so happy
now on,
I did.
You should go in restaurants and always order something that you don't think you would order.
Right.
It's a good idea.
Broaden your palate.
Get the liver and onions.
Oh, no. I wouldn't think I wouldn't get pretty much. Well, my son-in-law recently tried horse sashimi, and
horse nuts?
My daughter and son-in-law live in Japan.
The nuts? The testicles?
Raw, no, sashimi. Raw horse meat.
Raw horse.
Yep.
They in Montreal, you can get, they serve horse meat in delis.
Wow.
Like you could get horse meat sandwiches.
What was his reaction?
I did not know
that
was a...
He was probably drunk. I don't think it even tasted. I don't know.
Huh. Did he still live there in Japan?
My daughter and son-in-law are living there for a few years.
Wow.
Well, getting back to the plant, Joe, I got to tell you, it was pretty well cleaned up. I got to tell you, I was a little surprised. I really thought when Donna called this, I said, oh, boy. But the guys, the trucks were down there, you know, garbage trucks, they had wheeled over the dumpsters already. They were cleaning all that up.
Yeah.
There were guys cleaning all the seats off already by the altar.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
About 8:30 we were there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it would.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
Seriously, now, I have to admit, last night there was a lot more people, so maybe today would be a little bit bigger. But the first night, you know, yeah, there was stuff all over the place, and you could tell people were just hanging out. There's one thing I noticed. Boy, people are all over just hanging out. Their slices of pizza, their drinks, whatever they're doing, and, you know, and they're all talking to each other. No one's really... We would stand there, Pat was taking pictures last night, nobody came over to us and gave us anything. Mm-hmm. But here's to show you how strange everything is. Pat took a picture of this mom with her little girl, and it was a cute little thing that she saw. So she went out and she said, listen, if you give me your email, I'll give you the photo and everything.
Oh,
she lives
cool.
In two towns next to us.
Oh, wow.
Out, yeah.
I mean,
she recognized the area code.
Wow.
And, yeah. Can
and
you believe that?
Yeah.
And that crowded beach.
I'm here visiting two towns over.
That is
amazing.
That is wild.
This Captain Jerome Rand solo circumnavigated the world.
I remember that.
Returned to Gloucester yesterday after 8.5 months at sea.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Right.
What a...
I think he passed us. I think you were waving him down.
bleary-eyed. That's quite a feat.
Something
that I don't...
He almost got to the finish line.
Something I don't know is if that's been done before.
I'm going to see what I can find out.
A solo, like, one guy Magellan around the world. From Gloucester, back to Gloucester. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Gloucester to Gama?
King?
I'm going to Mass down at St. Peter's Square.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Viva.
So, it was all good to see everybody.
Good to see
meeting
you,
and
we'll probably see you later somewhere.
Drinking bourbon.
On the corner.
Where we'll be found. Yeah.
With my bottle.
Call me if you need a ride.
Just, put that tattoo back on. If found, return. You showed
Joey,
us that tattoo.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm psyched
you
came.
I'll see you around.
Yeah, I don't know what time I'm getting out of work today. I really ought to go down to the Fiesta tonight and see. I'd like to watch the race. See, that tonight is the championships.
Right.
The seniors, the same boat race.
Really?
Today's the finale.
Oh.
In Dunkirk with all the
boats.
Is
there more pole walking too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So the champions, former champions, walk on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And
is there an age limit on that? Former champions.
Well, there's so many former champions now, like it's literally like the old. They have to split it up because there's so many champions. I think I say this every time when we talk about Fiesta. But I liked it better when there was just the races on. You had the eliminations during the week, and you only had the greasy pole on Saturday and Sunday. I don't like that they have the greasy pole on Friday too. I feel like it dilutes it a little bit. But they give more people an opportunity to walk
that way. Is
that
probably why they did it? Because more people were interested in trying to accommodate that?
I don't know.
Why don't they have qualifying heats for it and then just not have as many people doing it during Fiesta?
I'm going to bring this to my daughter instead.
Good. Yeah. Are you taking off, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Pray for all of you.
All right, please
thank
do.
You. I'm
going to go pray for everybody's livers.
I need your prayers.
Do the blessing
pray
of the liver.
Pray that they find a donor for Joey's liver transplant.
I'll see you, buddy.
Good to meet you.
I'll give you a call later on.
Thanks, man.
But I don't know if I'd like to. I don't know where we could find that information. You know what? They would know that at the Heritage Center, I bet.
Well, we're going down there tomorrow.
Okay.
So maybe I will ask about that.
That would be cool. And we got to try to get. I'd like to get him on the podcast for next.
Yeah.
For next Sunday.
That'd
I'd like
be
to
great.
Have him talk. I'm sure he has one or two stories in 8.5 months.
Wow.
You know? Probably really interesting
that,
to talk
that's
to.
Alone? That's
scary.
That's a long time to be in a boat by yourself on that big old water.
I wonder what he had for technology. See, there's so many. I have so many questions.
I often stay in hotels or something sometimes.
But you know what I mean? Like, I wonder what. It's very interesting to me. Anyway.
That's how we financed it, too.
That was your Plover-free podcast, FiestaCast.
FiestaCast.
We can't call it FiestaCast because we've done that in the past, but Alicia beat us to the FiestaCast this year.
Oh, okay.
Alicia Unleashed had a FiestaCast.
We had the Mudiga cast.
We had the Mudiga steak cast, sponsored by Mom's Kitchen.
Yeah.
It is July 1st. We really have to rest our livers because on the 3rd, we have the horribles.
Yeah,
right. More fireworks, right?
Bleary-eyed. So I have to get some information about that. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
All right.
GloucesterCast 286 is
in the bag today.